Welcome to the Aspire Business audio blog. Herrera, Davis, and Holland, the power of an HDH in your business. It's the last week of October and the Royals are still capturing the hearts of the baseball world. It would almost be sacrilegious to not pull another nugget from this team and help you apply it to your business. This week, let's focus on closing business sales. Consider lessons from Royals pitchers Herrera, Davis, and Holland. This historic Royals team has a trio of relief pitchers that, for the most part, have simply shut down the opposition. Their manager, Ned Yost, is so confident in their ability to shut down the opposition, he's even started the sequence of Kelvin Herrera, Wade Davis, and Greg Holland when the Royals don't have a lead. The HDH trio's ability to close out a game is statistically rewriting the record books. No team in MLB history has ever had two sub-1.5 ERA relief pitchers with over 60 appearances. The 2014 Royals have three. So let's apply that to business. This past week, during a client meeting, we were discussing a recent transaction that should have netted a signed contract by now, but my client realized there had been a breakdown in the selling process that prevented it from happening. One significant decision maker had been left out of the conversation, and now, instead of having a signed order, the proposal is being reviewed by the customer, and they were in that waiting stage of, "We'll get back to you with an answer." My client had missed a step in the selling process when he made an assumption everyone was on board with the project and didn't specifically ask if all the decision makers were in agreement. He assumed that they were and expected an order, instead of agreeing they were and confirming the order. There's a huge difference. You must have a sequence in your closing process. Ned Yost, the Royals manager, has been criticized for making some questionable decisions in his tenure. Lately, we're questioning him a lot less. But rest assured, he would never start the relief sequence if the three-headed monster of Herrera, Davis, and Holland in the third or fourth inning. The team, or in your case, the sales team, isn't far enough into the game or the selling process to close yet. The same is very true in business. If your sales team is trying to move to the next step of their selling process too early, they're going to be setting themselves up to fail or lose. When you have a good selling process, you have a plan to follow. It is repeatable, and you can use it over and over and over. Do you always use it every step? No. But you never go to the next step until you're sure you completed the previous step. Completing sales steps before advancing, that's the key part. Sometimes you want to move the next step, but still have unfinished work on the current step you're on. For the Royals, this requires additional pitchers from the bullpen to try and work through those innings. For a salesperson, this usually means spending more time asking questions or diagnosing the customer to make sure that you've completed the step before progressing. It's okay to skip a step, but success rates are a lot higher when the customer dictates that versus a salesperson trying to aggressively force it prematurely. Nothing is guaranteed, but the numbers don't lie. Greg Holland, the Royals' final inning closer, has 46 saves out of 49 opportunities in the 2014 regular season. That's a 93.9% close rate. What would your company's numbers look like if your business had a close rate like that? What would Holland's close rate be if he was routinely sent in during the sixth inning instead of the ninth inning? That's exactly what you're doing if you're not following a process when you're selling your product or service. When you have a process for selling and following it, the results will be there. You may not win every time, but you will definitely improve your chances to take the crown. This should be a great discussion to have with your sales staff. Review your process. Are you following something like an HDH that increases your chances of winning? We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic and any great stories you have about this amazing 2014 Royals team. We always appreciate your feedback. I'm Chris Steinlogge with Aspire Business Development. Thanks for listening.